Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Woodstock, Georgia. It's time for KidBiz Radio.
KidBiz Radio creates conversations about the power of entrepreneurship and the positive impact that journey can have on kids.
For more information, go to KidBizExpo.com. Now, here's your hosts.
And welcome to Kid Biz Expo Summer 2023 here on the Woodstock Green. And we have an entrepreneur in our booth. His name is Ravi Shette, and his company is called Bubble Up Boba. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, tell me about your company.
Yeah, we sell boba. We have two kinds. We have mango and chai. And ours is different from the other one because there are other people selling boba. But we use like actual tapioca boba.
Oh, no kidding.
Instead of, like, there's this, like, artificial popping kind.
Yes.
And, yeah, we use actual tapioca boba, and it's milk tea.
Oh, wow. So yeah. It's not a clear tea. It's got, like, a nice milk base to it. So how did you come up with your business?
Our friend actually took us to a boba place, and then I tried it, and then I really liked it, and then I decided to start selling it.
Wow. So you just got inspired then.
Yeah.
How old are you?
12.
You're 12 and you have your own business. Yeah. So what is it like to be a small business owner?
It's kind of fun because, like, especially when you get to, like, make it in front of the customer, it's always cool to do that.
So when you sell to people.
Yeah.
So I've asked this question to a couple different people here that have their own business, what it's like to meet people and sell directly to someone. And they always say that's the best part.
Yeah.
To meet different people.
Yeah.
You have your parents that support you, is that right? Okay, and do you do this business with your family, all of your family?
Not really. My sister was selling sandwiches.
Oh, wow.
But I think she was going to switch, but I've done boba every time. Yeah, my sister.
I got you. So, well, sandwiches are great too, right?
Yeah.
There's a place for sandwiches, but I do know people love boba, and especially you're talking about the tapioca because you can choose, some places offer both, but you say you're using real tapioca.
Yep.
So that does make you different.
Yep.
So what is surprising to you about being a small business owner?
That sometimes other people don't always use, like, the real thing and just go for the cheaper option.
Oh, and you don't do that.
Yep.
You go for the real thing.
Yep.
That is surprising, right? That you can decide the kind of business that you want to have, whether it's going to be cheaper ways to do things or you're going to be, like, the authentic.
Yeah.
But you can choose, right? So it's nice that you make your choice being the real authentic tapioca.
Yeah.
So what is your best seller of your boba?
Definitely the mango.
Oh, really? Yeah. And it's got like a milk base to it?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to come by.
Yeah.
So how long have you been in business?
The first time I did it was in the spring, KidBiz.
Oh, really?
And so this is my second time selling boba.
How did you like the first KidBiz?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I sold a lot.
Do you like visiting other booths as well?
Yeah.
What are some of the booths that you like to see?
Let's see. I bought one of the other bobas.
Did
just
you?
To try it. Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Well, that's nice because you're supporting other businesses. There's enough room for everyone, right?
Yeah.
Where would you like to see your business go?
I was planning on sometime selling it in the neighborhood, maybe. Yeah.
That's super smart. So I interviewed these three boys that have a snow cone machine, and they go around their neighborhood with their snow cones, and they sell to kids in their neighborhood. And that sounds like something you could do, too, because it's not like this is even going to melt as fast as a snow cone would, right?
Yeah.
Are you wanting to have it, like, be online, or are you online at all? Do you have, like,
no.
a Facebook or anything? It's just local right now.
Yeah.
What's been the most fun part? Like, what is your happiest day?
Making the boba for the customers. Yep, making it.
Like, right in front of them, you make it for them? Aw. Have you had to carve out time every day to make your boba or plan your business? Or is it something that you can do schoolwork and you can do this business okay? What's that like?
It isn't much work to do it, but, like, this morning, I had to wake up at 5 a.m. to cook all the boba.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's very early.
Yeah.
Was it hard to get up?
It is a little bit. I usually wake up early.
Oh, do you really? Oh, well, I'm so excited to see where you go. And I can't wait to come by and take a look. And I'm going to try the mango when I come by, okay?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Ravi. I'm so excited to meet you. And I can't wait to see where you go. And when we are back here next summer, come back and tell us how things are going, okay?
Yeah. I will.
All right. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.